I love circle of sacred dancing, and when you get to do it in Finn, very special places such as Wells Cathedral, then it's amazing. Currently, Gaia, a proportionate installation of the Earth as viewed from space or Google Maps, is hanging impressively in the nave of the cathedral of the city where I live. The light at different times of day in the cathedral make visiting when it's dark or light, sunny or rainy, a completely different experience. It's an opportunity for people to stand in awe of the earth, grow in respect of it, and be challenged to treat it with care and respect, rather than exploitation leading to destruction. It is an opportunity to give thanks to our Creator God for the blessings of the gift of the rich earth. 30 of us, led by dance teacher Judy King, rehearsed over the weekend a suite of 12 dances. We approached the earth in reverence, recognised its different elements of earth, fire, water and air in different dances. We acknowledged the role of people in creation with a dance to John Lennon's song, Imagine. Here's just a few of the words. Imagine there's no heaven, it's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Then we gave thanks to the earth and made an offering of ourselves to be part of it. We acknowledged the wider solar system in a dance for the sun and moon. Then we came together ever more closely in unity and harmony, dreaming together of peace and fruitfulness for the earth. We showed in our dance movements the interdependence of all that is created by God, who is love. Words can't describe the emotions of dancing under Gaia. Awe and reverence, praise and thanks, a sense of our individual smallness in the face of the greatness of creation and God. It was an amazing experience. That's my word for this week, amazing, although that word in itself is inadequate. It was an incredible privilege to use one's whole body in movement and engage the total focus of one's mind, enabling one to lift one's spirit to God the Creator experienced in all the earth. It was an immensely profound way of praying. As the psalmist expresses it, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.